Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 73, verses 1 to 3 and 13 to 26.
今日讀經的經文是來自詩篇第73篇1到3節和13到26節。
We will read this responsively first in English, then in Cantonese.
我們用啟應的方式先讀英文,之後再用廣東話。
Verse 1. Truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure.
But for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone.
For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness.
Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason?
I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain.
If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to you or people.
So I try to understand why the wicked prosper, but what a difficult task it is.
Then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked.
Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction.
In an instant, they are destroyed, completely swept away by terror.
When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning.
Then I realized that my heart was bitter and I was all torn up inside.
I was so foolish and ignorant, I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you.
Yet I still belong to you and you hold my right.
You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Let's read the last verse together. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever.
詩篇73篇第1節，神實在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平。因为我终日遭灾难，每早神受惩治。我思索怎能明白这事，眼看实为难为。 你实在把他们安在滑地，使他们掉在沉沦之中。人睡醒时怎样看梦？主啊，你醒了也必照样轻看他们的影像。 我这样愚昧无知，在你面前如畜类一般。你要以你的训言引导我，以后必接我到荣耀里。我哋一齐读第26节。 我的肉体和我的心肠虽残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福听的和读他的话语的人。
Today's sermon is given by Reverend Wilson Cheng. The title is An Assault on Faith, Part 2.
今日陈牧师所讲的题目是对信心的攻击。
We've already learned that from last time we easily struggle with doubting God's goodness. That's an inward temptation triggered by some outward evil.
And
The psalmist sees the problem of the wicked flourishing and the righteous languishing.
就是说,诗人他说,他们阿龙他自己内心觉得,为什么坏人当中他们是很丰富,但是他们自己的正义的人反而过了一个艰苦的生活呢?
See, he was seeing what we see, the arrogant, wicked people who live these bad lives are having great lives.
就是阿龙他说,当时的为什么坏的人,他们过着一个坏的人的生活,但是他们的生命好像很丰富,很好。
And the psalmist was envying them.
而当时的诗人,他觉得很妒忌。
He was upset with them.
他是很不开心,为什么这些人会有这么好的生活?
You see, the inward temptation would be our self-pity.
而所以说,我们内心里面的妒忌就是说,我们为什么会这样呢?
And that's so easy to happen to us.
而在我们内心里面就很自负,很容易发生。
Because if you know yourself, and you know the Bible, our natural inclination is inward, self-centeredness.
但如果看圣经的时候,你就知道的就是,我们人里面,我们自己的是,我们很看着自己。
And the psalmist is struggling with this because he's suffering. He's suffering bad circumstances.
而诗人他自己很自负,为什么?因为他自己过了一个公正的生活,但是他过了一个很困难,很艰苦的生命。
And these bad situations in his life are happening to him while he's seeking after righteousness.
但虽然他过了一个这么艰苦的生活,但他仍然去寻求神的工作。
And on top of that, he sees the wicked prospering.
所以他很艰苦的去寻求神的工作,但他在外面看到一个不好的人,但他过了一个很好的生活。
So how do you pray when you feel like there are bad things inside you and bad things outside you?
所以就说,我们怎么去祈祷呢? 看到外面的不好,我们自己内心里面的不足。
You're just spiraling down. You're getting more confused.
所以内心里面的一味的兜转,觉得为什么我心里这么苦毒。
And you really don't know what to do.
就觉得不知道怎么做了。
And problems surmount, and what happens? Usually our self-absorption flares up.
所以就说,当我们有这些事情发生的时候,我们就很自负。
And the psalmist is realizing that. And when we realize that as well, we're in a precarious situation.
所以诗人都看到,我们应该怎么去看这个问题呢?
Because when we're focused in ourselves, when we're focused in on our self-pity and our self-absorption, our nasty side surfaces.
但是当我们只是看着我们自己内心的生命的时候,我们会越来越觉得很苦毒。
So what is the solution? What's the resolution to stop the downward spiral of doubt and unbelief?
所以让我们人觉得自己的生命很苦毒的时候,我们应该怎么样去走出这个问题呢?
Well, sadly to say, I mentioned last time to a great degree, you know why we get into the Christian faith?
我们就看,上个礼拜看过,为什么我们要去看我们的信心?
Because we want a better life.
我们要知道,我们想我们有一个很好的生命。
And so we get into Christian faith, therefore, not so much loving God, but using God.
我们有时可能会说想去寻求神,但我们寻求神的目的,基因,motivation,不是说想去求神,但是想在神里面得到这些东西。
And the turning point, as we also mentioned last time, is verse 17. And Faith, if you don't mind, if you could shine up 17 again so that everybody could see it. Asaph, the psalmist says, he went into the sanctuary of God.
我上个礼拜讲到,若然是我们生命的时候,我们的生命的转移点是怎样去解决这个问题呢?就说在17节讲到,阿龙去讲,我们要去这个神的圣所。
See, all the commentators point to verse 17 in that phrase. That's the decisive turning point in his crises.
就说当时阿龙去内心里面的挣扎,这个转移点是在哪里呢?就说在17节当中,他要去到神的圣所。
Because there's where the psalmist finds what he needs.
就说这个诗人,他找到这个解决,就在这一节当中。
You know, one of probably the most, one of the more formative preachers of the past century was Dr. David Martin Lloyd-Jones, and he preached at Westminster Chapel in London, in downtown London.
一個很出名的講道家，他都是講到在這個詩篇第73篇，有這篇的講道。
And he preached a wonderful series, I think it was like 12 sermons on Psalm 73.
他講到有12篇的講道，都是講到在這個詩篇第73篇。
And in a sermon that comes up to verse 17, he says this, it's on slide 2, Faith. He says this as the meaning of the Psalms going into the sanctuary of God.
那個詩篇就是講到，那時的講道家就講到就話，詩人去這個至聖所。
And Lloyd-Jones says, going into the sanctuary, going into prayer, means you begin to see things as a whole, that is a more complete picture. You're reminded of things that you've forgotten, that you've ignored.
因為去至聖所，他的神的聖所的意思是什麼呢？就是說他去這個聖所去祈禱，他就開始會見到一個完全的影像，就在那裡就告訴他，他有什麼他自己是不記得了。
I don't know if you like hiking. I know sometimes our fellowship groups go on kind of mild, I guess you call it walking, right? I don't know if you call it hiking. It's not really high in the mountains. Hiking tours.
咁我哋咧，有時我哋秋季當中咧，我哋團契咧都會去一個嘅遠足嘅時間。
But I guess if you like Ken, he likes the wilderness. You know, if you like the trees and you really go hiking, you get up there and you're under the trees, right? You're in the forest.
但如果你譬如話你去遠足嘅時候，如果跟我行嘅，我中意行上山嘅，咁會行到一個地方咧，可能咧有好多好高嘅大樹。
And what often happens if you don't have a compass, you get lost in the forest.
但如果你冇一個指南針嘅，好容易嘅就可能會迷失路。
You think you're too far from your destination when maybe you're too close.
咁你行嘅時候咧，好似遠遠都差唔多嘅。你行一行啦，覺得啊，我咪究竟係行一個啱嘅路嘅咧？
And so, what will help you when you get lost in the forest?
所以如果你去行一個遠足嘅時候，你好似覺得以為自己係行迷失咗路啦，咁有咩解決方法咧？
Well, you got to see, you have to get to some vantage point, right, where you get above, where there's an outcropping of rocks, and you could climb up there, and then you can see the beginning from the end.
所以如果你覺得你自己可能係行失咗路嘅時候，你最好嘅時候，可能咧其實咧，你行上最高嘅地方，因為你行上最高嘅地方嘅時候咧，你可以望翻落嚟，究竟邊一度係你嘅起點，邊一度其實係你嘅終點。
And from that high up position above the trees, you can assess, this is where I began, this is where I'm going, and I'm too far south. I got to head a little bit more north.
所以話，當你行嘅時候，如果迷失啦，好似覺得咁，你就行一個好高嘅地方，咁可以睇翻落嚟，睇翻我嘅起點，我終點啊！原來我可能喺依一度已經係太遠嘅地方落去咗。
Do you see the point of the illustration? The vantage point reorients you.
你明唔明白嘅意思就係話，我哋要去一個高處，先能夠睇翻我哋一個完整嘅影像，究竟我哋喺我生命當中係邊一個地方
？It gives you a better, more complete picture of where you're headed.
就話當我哋去一個高處嘅地方睇翻落嘅時候，先睇到究竟我哋喺生命當中喺邊一處
？And it will help you, right? It'll help you to move forward. To make progress, to get to your destination, to get to your goal.
所以就話，當你睇翻落嘅時候，你先能夠睇到就話，究竟你要行邊一個方向先至啱嘅去行到你個終點站。
You see, when you're above the trees, lost in a forest, and at that vantage point, you can see the end from the beginning.
所以就話，當我哋喺個樹底下邊睇唔到嘅時候，我哋要去一個高處嘅地方睇翻落嚟，先能夠睇到我哋應該行嘅邊條路。
And you actually can understand that where you're going.
所以先要明白究竟我哋應該要行嘅道路。
And before that, you really didn't know where you were.
所以如果唔係嘅時候，你可能要迷失路。究竟我喺個生命當中喺邊一處咧？
And you stand up and you see.
所以就話你要企起身要去睇。
You see, that's the analogy. That's prayer. That's what prayer does. Prayer gets you to the high place.
依個就係話個代表就話，我哋需要去祈禱。祈禱嘅就話，當係能夠帶你去一個高處嘅地方，去睇翻你嘅生命。
Prayer always helps you see the big picture of life.
而失而祈祷就能够帮助我哋能够去睇到我哋一个生命一个嘅图画。
And you stop getting lost in the forest, lost in the weeds of life.
能够帮助你，因为好似你喺生命当中迷失一样，就好似你去远足迷失一样。祈祷能够帮助你。
Faith, you can hit slide three. If you look carefully, here's where what the psalmist is noticing at the turning point. You know, after entering the sanctuary of God.
所以话我哋需要去睇入呢个至圣所。
He says.In verse 18, about the wicked, you put them there, God, on slippery places.
就话坏人佢哋去过住佢哋话喺第十八节嘅话，你把佢哋落咗一个嘅滑地，让佢哋沉沦之中。
And they're suddenly wiped away.
让佢哋喺个沉沦之中，佢哋跌倒。
And then, if you fast forward to verse 24, he says, God, you're taking me into your glory.
就話但係你去帶到我去一個榮耀之地。
See, here's what he's saying. This is, again, this is very hard to take, but it's also wonderful. It's wonderful news for us.
呢個係一個好好嘅一個信息俾我哋。
This is the hard part. Everything in life is going to be taken from you. You understand that? Everything.
我明白就係話，我喺生命當中去到一個地方嘅時候，去到個終點嘅時候，所有嘅嘢都會係將我哋喺我生命當中攞走。
All your wealth, all your love, every good thing will be taken away from you。
所有嘅財產，你所有嘅擁有嘅嘢，你所有好嘅嘢，都會喺你嘅生命當中係攞走。
And those of you who are older know that existentially, experientially。
我哋年長嘅我哋。都會明白到呢個嘅真實性，呢個存在性。
And those of you who are younger, you might know it intellectually, but not existentially.
第二，年輕嘅人，佢哋可能頭腦上去明白，但未身體上去感受到。
Do you realize that every love relationship you presently enjoy, you presently have, is going to be taken away from you?
你明白，譬如話，就算我哋人與人之間嘅愛嘅關係，終有一日嘅。可能都會喺我哋生命當中攞走。
Every dollar you have will be taken away from you。
而我哋嘅袋入邊嘅每一個分錢都可能會被攞走。
Because the scripture says everything wears out under the sun。
因為詩篇又講到就話喺個太陽之下，終有一日所有嘅嘢都係會係毀滅。
And you know what has just dawned on the psalmist here as he enters the sanctuary of God?
就話知唔知道？就係當時呢個詩人，佢入呢個至聖所之前，佢嘅思想係乜嘢咧
？He realizes something important。
咁佢諗到呢樣嘢係好重要。
If the only wealth, happiness, power that you have in this life, no matter how great it is, and it could be great, no matter how great it is, it's temporary.
就詩人咧就話：無論我生命當中所有嘅財產、所有嘅擁有嘅開心嘅，你嘅健康或者你嘅能力，終有一日嘅會係喺你生命當中攞走。
And he says, I realized that as I entered the sanctuary of God。
而個詩人就話：當我入呢個神嘅聖所當中嘅時候，我就明白感受到。
It's all going to be swept away。
呢所有嘅嘢都會終有一日會係攞係會喺我生命當中去流失。
And here's the kind of the shocking part for people who are young, it's going to happen quickly.
而当我哋譬如话年轻嘅人，我哋去睇嘅时候就话，其实你唔明白呢啲嘢，你所拥有嘅可能喺我哋生命当中攞走得好快。
See, if you're young here, you don't understand that.
如果你年轻嘅，你唔好明白我可能我刚才所讲嘅说话。
You don't understand how fast life will go by.
你年輕嘅時候，你可能唔會覺得其實我喺我生命當中時間其實飛逝得好快。
But if you're older, you know that.
但我哋年長嘅，我哋已經感受到時間過得好快。
All goodness in this life will pass away.
我哋感受到就話，所有好嘅嘢可以好快嘅，或者好可能嘅喺我哋生命當中去攞走。
It's going to be taken away. Your money, your power, your prosperity.Here, if that's all you have, you know what the psalmist is saying? You ought to be pitied. You ought to be pitied.
就話你喺生命當中你嘅所擁有嘅財產、你嘅健康、你嘅能力， 很可能的有一天的很快的已经在你生命当中流失。
The psalmist is saying, why am I envying these people then?
所以就说诗人就说为什么我要去妒忌这些人呢？
I should be compassionate to them. I should feel sorry for them.
我依家覺得係覺得佢哋好慘，我應該咧覺得佢哋為到佢哋而傷心。
And when he says I will be received in glory, verse 24, that's the only wealth that really works, the glory of God.
而我去接受到神依個嘅榮耀，依啲先係應該真正嘅我所需要。
The glory of God is the friendship of God.
这个神的荣耀即是说爱和神的关系。
It's the only thing that you won't lose.
就说爱和神的关系，这个关系是我们唯一一样东西，我们不会是流失。
It's the only thing that will last.
这个唯一的东西就是我们会是永远远远的。
It's really your only real wealth and power.
这个爱和神的关系，神的爱，这个才是真正的能力。
And so what was helpful for the psalmist was he comes andinto the sanctuary of God, and it dawns on him, because again, he was struggling initially. He said, wait a minute. As soon as I start to look at the big picture, suddenly, I stopped envying.
第一个咩就话佢当时阿龙呢个诗人，佢开头嘅就话佢去妒忌当时嘅人，佢哋犯罪，但系过着好好嘅生活，佢觉得自己好自苦。但系当佢入呢个圣所嘅时候，佢就祈祷，佢就发现到就系话我所拥有嘅最重要嘅系应该神与我嘅关系。
The psalmist comes to that grips with that truth of the Bible.
而阿龙就系当时佢就去明白到呢一个嘅重要点。
Everything here is temporary.
所有我生命嘅嘢都系一个短暂。
And the only wealth that lasts is what you've done for God.
而所有最重要嘅就系话你同神嘅关系，你为咗神去做啲乜嘢。
And so what ultimately matters is who you are in God.
所以最重要睇就系话你同神嘅关系当中系乜嘢，你喺神入面当中系边一位。
And what really counts in life is your relationship with God.
所以最重要嘅生命当中就系话我哋同神嘅当。
And if you're like the psalmist and you come to grips with that, do you realize how much freedom you'll get from fear and envy and anger?
你明白就是说，当你明白的时候，你其实你生命当中是得到一个自由。
Do you know what you'll experience if you truly believe that and embrace that?
所以明白到，若然你明白到这个和神的关系的重要的时候，你的生命其实是怎样的可以更加的丰富。
It only happens if you're like the psalmist going into entering the sanctuary of God.
你去明白这个嘅重要点，你点先能够明白就系话你一定要入呢个嘅圣所。
See, if you're a Christian, you realize the struggle. You might, you know, we just had a great worship time just before the message, right? We had a great worship time. You might worship and pray regularly.
我哋喺我哋生命当中，譬如话我刚才嘅，我哋有唱歌，我哋有祈祷。
And during that worship time or during your prayer, you might know that God's very real to you right now.
当我哋去祈祷嘅时候，当我哋唱诗嘅时候，觉得神好似同我哋好真实。
But you know, in a few minutes you'll be walking out there, out in the world.
第一完咗呢个嘅崇拜之后，你行出呢一个嘅教会。
And you know what happens as you walk out there?
你知唔知道你一行出去，你会发生咩事咧
？Again, as the world bombards you, you'll start to worry. You'll start to be anxious.
你会觉得哎，我有好多事喺我生命当中有发生，我好多事嘅会开始去忧虑。
And you won't really believe what God's saying.
你就开始已经唔记得咗究竟神同你嘅说话。
And often you'll probably think God's irrelevant.
你觉得神刚才所同我讲嘅嘢已经无关相干。
You see, that's why it's in worship, it's in prayer, it's in listening to God's word, it's in the Lord's Supper, it's in the sanctuary of God that you see things from a proper perspective.
所以我哋需要嘅就系话，我哋有一个正确嘅态度去睇我哋嘅崇拜、我哋嘅祈祷、我哋听神嘅话语、我哋点样去理，譬如话领嘅圣餐。
Because in all these acts of worship and prayer, you get reoriented. You get to see the big picture.
因为所有呢啲所有嘅教会当中入边嘅层次啊，崇拜、祈祷、读经呢啲嘢，系帮助我哋点样去将我哋嘅focus， 我哋嘅注意点去睇翻神。
Otherwise, you get lost. You get lost amongst the trees, the forest of life, right?
如果唔系，你就话喺你嘅生命当中就好似你喺远足入边迷失一样，你眼你睇唔到神。
And you realize the forest is wilderness. Wilderness is dangerous.
因為好似我哋生命當中迷失一樣，我睇好似我哋遠足迷失一樣，係好危險。
Like five. See, the psalmist grasp God's grace.
所以詩人就話叫我哋要去睇，要去明白神嘅恩典。
Now he's seen the big picture. He knows he's entered the sanctuary of God.
而家當時就阿龍佢入到呢個聖神嘅聖所，佢開始睇到佢生命嘅呢個大嘅圖畫。
And what happens? Did you notice that as we read the psalm? What happens when he enters the sanctuary of God?
而當時詩人就話，當佢去入呢個神嘅聖所，佢睇到佢生命嘅時候，佢生命有點嘅改變呢？
Faith, if you could slide back to verse 21 and 22, it's all in the text. Again, the reason why I point you to the text because it's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit that ministers to you.
我係需要去睇神嘅話語，因為呢個係神嘅話語係同我哋説話。
It says, "When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you."
他就說，因我心裡發酸、肺苦、被刺，我這樣愚昧無知，在你面前如畜類一般。
It's an extension of verse 13. What the psalmist is doing is admitting to God he was like a beast.
當阿龍去睇到佢入呢個神嘅聖所嘅時候，佢就覺得自己反而係覺得一個好似自己一個動物、一個畜類一樣。
Do you know what that means?
佢依個係咩意思咧？
I think it means something like this. Love means meeting the needs of somebody else, not your own needs. Meeting the needs of somebody else.
嚇，就話俾佢聽，就話愛好似愛就意思即係話我哋係將人哋嘅需要擺喺多過我自己嘅需要。
But what does love mean? Love means sacrificing for someone else.
愛意思即係話將我自己犧為到別人而犧牲。
It's meeting their needs, not your needs.
係為到別人嘅需要，唔係你自己嘅需要。
And love.Is always an action.
而愛嘅係有一個嘅行動。
Love is deliberate. It takes thinking to love well.
愛係有一個思慮，係需要我哋去思想去謀算。
However, selfishness is a reaction.
但係反而人嘅自私係反而一個其實一個嘅反應。
It's your default mode.
係我哋自己自能嘅反應。
It takes no thought.
係唔需要去諗嘅。
Selfishness is an instinct to us.
我人嘅自私係即刻有一個反應。
Selfishness just happens naturally.
係好自然嘅有一個人嘅自私。
It's our inclination.
因為我哋自己內心已經有噶啦。
That's why you have to be human to love, not an animal.
所以我哋需要成為一個人去真係去有主動嘅去愛。
You know that you have to be very personal to love, very thoughtful.
我哋人應該去明白愛。
You have to be very deliberate, extremely intentional.
你係需要有主動性嘅、行動性嘅、思慮性嘅，去真係去先係懂得點樣去愛。
And you have to remind yourself, right? You have to think, you have to be rational like a human being.
你真係需要去諗，要去需要去研究，而需要有行動去表明、去表白你嘅愛。
On the other hand, to be cruel, selfish, envious, angry, resentful, justNaturally happens. It's instinct to us.
而相反嘅，如果你需要想去自私嘅时候，呢个系好自然嘅发生。我哋好自然嘅会去嬲怒，我哋去想攞到别人嘅嘢。呢啲系我哋自己嘅人性。
And in that sense, you're like a beast.
我所讲嘅呢啲咁嘅人性就好似一个畜类动物一样
，like a brute, like an animal.
就我哋好似一个动物咁样。
What the psalmist is saying is, I now realize that. I realize I'm like that. He admits that.
系阿龙当佢入咗神嘅圣所就话，佢明白到我好似一个兽类一样。
Faith, you don't mind if you could turn up verse 23. Do you see the word yet in verse 23? Yet.
但系喺23节嗰度就系然而。
That's a key word. Yet, God, you've been holding me by my right hand all this time.
但是说虽然我们是以前是虽然我们好像受你一样但我中文讲就说虽然如此但是神你都是抓住我的手抓住我的手。
Again, the psalmist is praying to God, right? You never let me go despite my wrong thinking, my wrongdoing.
他就跟神一个祈祷就说虽然我去做这些坏事但是神你都是抓住我的右手你都是跟我一起。
Do you see what he's recognizing afresh? God's grace. This, by the way, is the definition of being a Christian. A Christian knows all about God's grace and loves it. A Christian, first of all, admits, they admit that they're like a beast towards God.
A Christian
admits they've been trying to use God. A Christian admits they really don't love God. A Christian is someone who sees their capacity for selfishness. That self-assertion, that self-will that's in you. And a Christian sees their capacity for evil. Yet at the same time, they realize that God hasn't given up on them. He has them by the hand.
但我們明白就是說,雖然如此,但神仍然都是沒有離去我們。
And he gives you undeserved grace and mercy.
而神也是給我一個毫無保留的愛和恩典。
So how does the psalmist know this?
所以為什麼阿龍,他的詩人怎麼明白這些東西呢?
Most likely two things happened as he entered the sanctuary of God. Two things happened here.
所以當阿龍去入這個神聖的聖所的時候,有兩件事發生。
Again, it's in the text. First, in spite of all he had done, God was still with him.
就說雖然他的內心裡面,他的妒忌,雖然是這樣,但是神仍然都沒有離棄他。
That's crazy. He doesn't deserve it.
聽到好像很誇張,因為他所做的事,他不應該得到神的愛。
God is with him, he's present. He received the Psalms received that joy of that truth.
而詩人很開心地得到這個知道的認識。
That's what it means to realize God's grace afresh.
這就是說,我們很開心地去明白到神這個恩典。
He senses God's dealing with him. It's not just something out there.
他感受到神的同他的存在,他感受到這個關係。
He experiences that in worship.
他感受到,就是說在這個崇拜當中,他感受到。
He realized how unfaithful he's been to God.
他明白到他從前的怎樣的對神的不信。
Then he looks up and he suddenly realizes God is here. I know he's here.
但當他去一個轉捩點的時候,就看到神啊,你在這裡,你沒有離棄我。
And he's overwhelmed by that fact. And he's in awe and wonder of that fact.
而當時他就感受到,他明白到,而很擁有,很開心地去明白。
That's worship. Do you know anything about that? That's worship.
這就是說我們有這個崇拜的意思。
Right, worship is how can it be that God is present? You know, me, the one who's unfaithful to God. He's present with me. He's holding me by the hand.
我們崇拜的意思就是這樣,就是說我們的內心裡面的不足,我們內心裡面的苦毒,但是當我們輪到崇拜當中的時候,感覺到神的恩典,我們明白到神的恩典,明白到就是說我們一個轉捩點,神沒有離棄我們。
And here's the second thing, and I mentioned this last time too, as he entered the sanctuary of God.
而第二件事就是說,上次我也說過,就是說,
The psalm sees the bloody altar.
而詩人看到這個祭壇上面的血。
In the center of the temple. Again, there's only one temple. Temple Jerusalem, this is the psalmist in the Old Testament. And there's cake blood on the altar.
又說當時耶路撒冷當中的殿當中,這個祭壇當中也有一個血。
Because they were instructed by God to sacrifice animals.
因為他都是得到神的差遣,他都是明白就說他們要去做這個動物的sacrifice,獻祭。
And he kind of knew that it was for atonement for sin of the people of God.
用動物的獻祭就代表了求神的贖罪。
Hope he's getting this right here. You're on your game, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're on your game, right, Ken?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's comforting to know. somehow he knew the shedding of blood was for atonement for sin.
就明白就话, 去动物的洒血,
And because of the shedding of blood, God came near. He came down into the temple, right?
就因为这个对动物的这个献祭就是说神就在来到当中。
And the psalmist realizes that as he sees the caked blood on the altar, he says, you know, again, this is amazing. God's present with me. God loves me anyway, despite my wrong thinking, despite my wrongdoing.
就是说,当他们看到阿郎看到这个献祭的血,就明白了,就是说,无论我当时我所做的事,但是神的与我同在。
And he's exhilarated by that. He's in awe and wonder. That's worship.
这就是当时他们有一个崇拜的意思,就是他们很开心,明白到这个经历。
Now, with that being said, what does it mean for you and I to go into the sanctuary of God in the New Testament age? Right? Because that was the psalmist, the Old Testament. What does it mean for you and I? This is the New Testament age, right?
我所当时所看的,我刚才讲的,这是旧约当时的事发生,而我是新约当时,有新约的时间,就好像我们现在,你和我这样,去看,这样怎么样呢?
Because you don't see an altar here.
现在,现今的时间,我们已经没有一个祭坛。
You don't see any animals here.
我们看不到有个献祭动物。
You don't see any blood here.
我们没有见到有血在这个祭坛当中。
Right? That was practice, Old Testament temple worship practice, right?
这个是当时旧约时间用血去动物去宰杀去献祭这个旧约的时间。
So how do we enter the sanctuary of God? How do we enter into the presence of God?
我们新约的时间,新的时代,我们怎么能够入神的这个圣所呢?
You commune with him, you walk with him.
我们跟他一起有说话,我们跟他有这个关系。
You seek to know him.
我们去寻找,去明白他。
And how do you do that? Well, one of the main means here, according to the psalmist, is prayer. Pray in the name of Jesus, right?
所以我说,怎么能够跟神有关系呢? 诗篇就说,我们需要去祈祷。
You know, for you to do what the psalmist did might be to go to church.
所以我怎么去做呢?他诗人所说的,我们现今的时代就是说,我需要去教会。
And don't get me wrong, you should go to church, right? I'm all for going to church.
我们是需要去教会。
It is a great thing to do. You come and worship, sing and praise God and all that, right?
我们需要去教会,我们去唱诗,去祈祷是好。
But to be accurate, according to the text, to be accurate in the New Testament age, how? Let me ask you, how? Do you enter the sanctuary of God?
所以这是好的,但是我们应该有什么态度的方法,怎么样去入这个神的圣所呢?
How do you go to the temple of God? The temple is destroyed. There's no temple in Jerusalem. It's destroyed.
如果再没有这个耶路撒冷这个殿,我们应该怎么样入这个神的圣所呢?
How then do you and I go into the sanctuary of God?
这个实在的所谓的圣所已经不存在了,我们怎么样才能够再入这个神的圣所呢?
Are we supposed to try to build the temple again in Jerusalem?
我们是不是应该说在耶路撒冷当中再建一个殿呢?
No. When Jesus Christ threw the money changers out of the Jerusalem temple, you know what his critics said to him?
你记不记得当耶稣基督当时去到耶路撒冷当时的时候,他怎么样去赶走那些找换钱的人呢?
Jesus, what gives you the authority to do this in the temple of God?
当时耶稣怎么去指责当时的人,如果你们有什么权在神的殿当中这样做呢?
And for those of you who are familiar with Mark 14, verse 50 and following, you know this. Do you know what Jesus said to them, the critics?
而当时他怎么去指责耶稣,耶稣怎么回答呢?
Tear this building down, and in 3 days, I'll build it back up again.
他说,我要拆毁这人手所做的殿。
And of course, he was talking about his death and resurrection from the dead 3 days later.
但是他就说,三日后会做一个人做,做一个不是人手所做的。他所说的就是说,他的死亡和他的复活。
Jesus, I'm the temple.
耶稣基督就说,我就是那个圣殿。I'm
the bridge you need between heaven and earth.
我就说,在你要去这个天堂和下面这个地的中间这个桥。
I'm the mediator between God and humanity.
耶稣基督就说,我就是你们人和神天上的中位。
I'm the way to get into the presence of God.
我就是你们的中保，去将你们能够将去带回神当中。
I am the final bloody sacrifice that made atonement for your sins.
我耶稣基督就我自己就是这个最后这个的献祭，我的血就帮助你去赎这个我的一个赎罪的。
You go to the sanctuary of God.
所以就说我们需要去入神的圣所。
You go to the sanctuary of God. On the one hand, you admit you're worse.
我要入这个神的圣所，意思就是说我们需要去承认我们所做的错。
You have to do this. You have to admit you let God down. You have let God down.
我们入神的圣所，意思就是说我们是承认我们自己 是低位了神。
Every one of us.We have let God down.
我们在座每一位都已经是有低位一神。
He says to put me at the center of my life. He's not at the center.
我们说话，我们要摆神的当中，在我们生命当中，但我们没这么做。
The Bible makes absolutely clear your life's purpose is to glorify and honor God.
圣经讲好清楚就是说，我们生命 的目的是应该是摆神的当中。
None of us here does that with a whole heart fervently.
但我们每一个人，我们内心里面是完全的将神放在我们内心里面。
None of us loves our neighbor as ourselves.
我们在座每一位是真的说去完全去爱我们的邻舍。
If you're honest with yourself, you've sought out significance, purpose, happiness in something other than God.
但我们内心里面，我们将其他我们所想拥有的内心的开心快乐摆在神的面前。
That's our problem. That's sin, according to the Bible.
所以话呢个就系罪，我哋将所有其他嘅嘢摆喺神多过神。
See, very important to understand what sin is. Sin is not simply doing bad things. Certainly, it includes that. It's not simply doing bad things.
所以话罪唔系话只系讲话我做错一啲嘅嘢，呢个唔系罪完全嘅意思。
Page after page, the Bible says putting good things in the place of God. That's sin.
但是圣经好清楚讲就话，我哋将其他嘢去取代咗神，呢样嘢就系罪。
Do you admit that? You admit that before him.
你有冇去承认呢样嘢咧
？You need to. That's the first step.
就话我作为基督徒，我需要去承认。
See the whole picture of the entire situation.
我需要就系话去睇到呢个完全嘅影像。
Right. Then realize that God has forgiven you in Jesus Christ.
当你明白的时候，你就明白就话神耶稣基督佢去为到你嘅罪而死。
And realize whether it be the first time or being reminded of it that God has never left you. He still is holding your hand.
就话你先能够明白就话，就无论你系点样嘅时候，佢从来都冇离弃你，佢系揸住你嘅手。
And if you do that, admit your worst, realize he's still holding your hand, that he still loves you.That's transforming. That will transform you.
所以话我哋需要去承认我哋从前嘅错，我哋明白神佢从来都冇离弃我哋，耶稣基督去揸起我哋嘅手。然而你明白呢啲嘢嘅时候，呢个就系你生命嘅转捩。
He's not saying going to sit down somewhere, you know, in one of those nice churches with stained glass windows in Midtown Manhattan. He's not saying just go in there, have a quiet prayer as you reflect and look out.The beautiful stained glass window.
佢所講嘅唔係話只有簡單嘅話，我去一間嘅好靚嘅教會，去睇到一啲嘅好靚嘅教會入邊嘅建築物，我坐低祈禱，唔係只係單單咁講。
He means you go into the sanctuary of God means you go to the gospel.
佢意思係話入呢個神嘅聖所，我哋需要就話去睇神嘅説話。
You go to Jesus.
你一定要需要去睇耶穌基督。
And you say, I see you.I have a faith view of you. I see you dying on the cross.
我就话我睇到耶稣基督，我话我明白就系话你为咗我嘅罪钉喺个十架上。
And I see you doing it for me.
就喺度话你所做嘅钉喺十架上系为到我而去做。
For my sins.
为到我嘅罪而去做。
And in fact, Jesus says, my God, why have you forsaken me on the cross?
而喺个钉十架上当中嘅时候，耶稣基督讲话：天父，天父，你为何离弃我咧？
You know what are you saying there?
點解係咁講咧？
Where's your hand? God, where's your hand when I need it?
耶穌基督就話：當我需要你嘅時候，你喺邊度咧？
I can't find it. Where is it?
佢就同天父講：我需要你嘅時候，我釘喺十架上，你喺邊度咧？
I'm in extreme agony here.
我當時受到好大嘅痛苦。
Everyone has left me. Where is your hand?
所有嘅人已經離棄我，你喺何處呢？
And there's a sense that Jesus lost the hand of God on the cross.
也就話當時係就係佢所講嘅説話，就係意思佢受過極大痛苦嘅時候，天父你喺邊度呢？
And God turned His back on him.
而天父就離棄。
And why did God the Father do that?
點解天父咁做呢？
It's because Jesus stood in your place there.
因為就話耶穌基督佢取代咗我哋嘅位置。
And He was getting what you deserve.
佢所受嘅係我哋應該所受嘅懲罰。
Because you don't deserve Him holding your hand.
因為我哋自己人本身嘅係唔值得配得。就得到神嘅接受。
Considering what you've done to him，
因为就话我哋所从前我哋自己内心入边所做嘅一切嘅坏事，我哋唔配得神嘅恩典。
Considering that you've ignored him，
我哋离弃神。
And have not put him where his proper place is in your life，
我哋内心入边本身嘅，我哋从前冇好将神嘅摆喺我哋内心入边当中。
And it's because Jesus got the punishment you deserve， then no matter what。You do. You can repent. You can believe in the one who's rescued you.
但就话耶稣基督佢取代我哋嘅位置，佢受到我哋应该有受嘅惩罚，好叫我哋今天嘅能够得到呢个救恩。
You know, I mentioned before, when you're young, you don't understand. You don't understand when you're older, and someone tells you, "Hey, you better be careful." Your life's going to go by quickly. It's going to happen like a twinkling of the eye.
我同年青人講説話嘅時候，話俾佢哋知，哦，你而家仲後生，你唔好明白時間過得好快，你要好小心嘅去睇下你嘅生命應該點樣過。
You know, I heard that when I was young. People wiser than me told me, "Hey, Wilson, wake up. You know, life's going to go by quickly. Before you know, you're going to be old."
牧師佢年青嘅時候，有啲人同佢咁講。Wilson， 你要去睇你嘅生命，因为你而家你好后生，你唔好明白，但系时间过得好快，你要好好嘅好好利用你嘅时间。
And like every young person, you know what you say? Yeah, yeah.
咁我就
so what？
吓，咁我去后生嘅时候就话，哦，听落去，哦 ，OK 啊，咁啊点啫
？And before you know it, you are old.
但系其实时间过得好快。你好快嘅，你會去成長。
See, you don't get that. You don't get it when you're young.
但你年輕嘅時候，你唔明白人哋嘅金言。
You don't get the fact that life goes by quickly.
就係話我哋年輕嘅時候，我哋唔明白呢啲嘅所謂嘅我哋嘅金言，就係話時間嘅飛逝好快。
And so you don't have very long here on this celestial planet that we're on.
我哋話我哋唔係話會，我哋喺我生命當中去睇。
And the Psalms are saying all goodness.It's temporary.
就話詩人話俾我哋知，就話提點我哋所有嘅嘢，我所擁有嘅都係短暫。
It's going to be taken away.
都會係會有一個時間喺你生命當中會攞走。
Your money,
你嘅金錢。
Your power,
你嘅能力。
Your prosperity,
你所擁有嘅所有嘅一切嘢。
If that's all you have, you are to be pitied.
如果你話只係著重你想揸住你所有所謂嘅呢啲嘅嘢嘅時候，你嘅生命是很慘。
And the psalmist says, "How stupid I was!"
而詩人嘅佢就睇翻佢從前嘅就話：我以前係幾咁愚蠢，我只係去揸緊呢啲咁嘅嘢。
I was envying these people.
我係好妒忌呢啲咁嘅人。
I should have had compassion for them.
我係需要應該其實嘅去同佢哋有呢個説話。
I should have told them about God's glory.
呢所謂嘅佢哋所謂開心嘅人，我應該嘅去同佢嘅説話，同佢分享呢個福音。
And the psalmist says in verse 24, "I will receive. I will be received by God into His glory."
而廿四節講就話，我詩人就講就話，我會被神去接納。
And he realizes afresh that's the only wealth that really works.
就話神嘅呢個恩典先係唯一嘅值得嘅，我哋去相信去擁有。
It's the glory of God, the friendship of God.
呢、这个就系神嘅呢个嘅恩典，呢、这个嘅关系，呢、这、一个嘅荣耀。
That's the only thing you can't lose.
呢系唯一嘅嘢，系你唔会去失去。
It's the only thing that will last.
呢个就系唯一嘅嘢，系你唔会去失去，你系永远拥有。
It's your only real wealth.
呢个系我唯一嘅所拥有嘅财产。
I saw the big picture, says the psalmist, and I stopped envying the wicked.
就话诗人好似话我喺高处终于能够睇到我生命呢一个嘅大嘅图画。
You know, if the main thing in your life is loving your family, that's nice, but you'll crush them. You'll crush them from your expectations of them.
我哋去爱我哋嘅家人，但系呢个好自然，但系终有一日嘅都会改变。
And they will crush you because they will disappoint you.
咁我就算我点去爱我哋嘅我哋嘅亲人，但我哋当中嘅可能有一个唔好嘅关系，我互相嘅都可能会有一个压掉。
And the same is true for any romantic interest you have。
无论喺就算可能喺个感情上嘅关系，都会有咁嘅事发生。
With your spouse, with a potential spouse。
吓，你所爱嘅人，你可能会当中嘅都有一个压掉。
Or your love in life might be your career.
你所爱嘅可能系你所爱嘅你嘅工作。
Your success that you've achieved.
你嘅工作可能你去想去得到你嘅工作上嘅成功。
But if you love anything more than God, you'll be a slave to something that's temporary.
但如果你所爱嘅呢啲嘅嘢，所有嘢系多过神嘅呢啲，你都系你嘅偶像，你会成为呢啲嘅嘢嘅奴隶。
You will be enslaved. You'll be a workaholic. You'll be emotionally up and down all the time.
你会成为呢啲所有嘅嘢嘅奴隶，你嘅内心入边会高高低低唔开心。
You'll be distraught.
你会觉得好心散。
You'll be a slave to fear and anger.
你会系成为呢个嘅愤怒同埋呢个恐惧当中嘅奴隶。
The psalmist says, "There's nothing that I love more than you, Lord." Because that's the only love that I will never lose.
咁啊，佢所讲话呢啲系唯一嘅你同我嘅关系，你嘅爱系唯一嘅爱，我唔会失去。
God's love is the only love you can't lose, even if you fail Him.
神对你嘅爱就唯一嘅爱，就算你自己嘅不足。点样嘅不足，呢个爱神都唔会离弃你。
God's love is the only love that when you die gets better。
唯有神嘅爱，就算你喺死时嘅当中，会反而更加嘅美丽。
Do you know why？
点解
？Because it's irreversible。
因为呢个系唔会去改变。
That's why it brings you peace。
神嘅爱系不会改变，佢能够带到你一个平安。
Because it's love from an immutable, unchanging, loving God.
因为这个爱是从神而来，是永不改变。
Bad things happened to the psalmist, but now he says, "My foot will not slip."
虽然在纵然嘅当时，阿龙佢呢个诗人佢生命当中过着好苦嘅生活。但是他终于去明白，当他入神的圣所当中的时候，明白就是说神你给他的爱，他明白他说他的足不会再去跌倒。
And despite the danger that's still around him, he was still in bad circumstances, despite that, the psalmist reorders his love.
虽然在当时的他在个困难当中的时候，但是他仍然的去将他的专目放在神的当中。
He saw God's grace.
佢睇到神嘅爱，神嘅恩典。
And it made him love God more.
原来佢更加嘅去爱神。
And for you and I, we have a richer view of God's grace. We have the cross.
所以话在我哋作为我而家嘅时候，我哋需要嘅都系咁做。
He only had a glimpse of atonement. We have on this side of the cross of Jesus Christ.
我就话而家我哋更加唔同嘅就话我哋睇到神耶稣基督佢嘅十架。
And when you worship God.As you view the cross, you'll see the beauty of God.
So, 当我哋去崇拜嘅时候，我睇到神嘅呢个十架，睇到神嘅荣美。
And you'll see the beauty of godliness.
就睇到神嘅呢个嘅一切嘅美好。
And when we worship, we find that our love for God deepens.
So, 当我哋去崇拜嘅时候，让我哋更加感受到神嘅俾我哋嘅爱。
And the hold that the world has on us will be loosened.
让我们明白的时候，我们才能够去懂得怎样去放开我们对这个世界的怎样去抓紧。
Because when you truly worship God, you find that you're changing. You change what you want.
因为当你能够真正的 去崇拜的时候，去爱神的时候，你才懂得怎样去放开，怎样去爱神。
And you're like the psalmist. He wants God for God's sake, not what he gets from God.
所以就好似诗人当中话，我哋想去爱神，系因为神嘅缘故，唔系话想系因为我哋想喺神入边当中去得到啲乜嘢。
That's why Christian community is so important. That's why we harp on encouraging you to connect to small groups that we have, to fellowship groups, because a Christian community supports you and helps you, reminds you of God's grace.
所以點解我係咁重要嘅？我哋一齊要入翻教會，有一個團契，因為喺個團契當中，我哋點樣嘅能夠互相嘅扶持，刀與刀要更加嘅係磨出嘅恩愛。
Because as you know, it's a battle. It's a war that's going on before your soul.
因為喺我哋生命當中，其實係充滿著呢個嘅掙扎，充滿著嘅爭戰。
And you need help to battle your idols.
我哋每一個人嘅需要互相嘅幫助，互相嘅提點，去對抗呢啲嘅生命當中嘅問題。
Because we don't naturally follow Christ with an undivided heart.
因為我哋自己本身嘅自然嘅唔會去自然嘅跟隨神。
That's why a small group can provide a context to admit your sins.
所以就話小組有教會嘅團契能夠幫助係互相嘅去扶持，互相嘅幫助。
As a Christian brother or sister speaks the truth in love.
而有教會當中嘅弟兄姊妹去愛心説誠實話嘅，去幫助大家去成長。
And let me stress that for those of you who are Christians, speak the truth in love.
所以話就係話我哋作為基督徒嘅，我想提醒大家就話我要用愛心説誠實話。
Not for revenge, not because you're right, out of love for the other person.
我哋所對方嘅互相嘅扶持，互相嘅提點，唔係話我哋想指點別人嘅錯，而係想去指點大家一齊嘅去有當中入邊神入邊當中嘅成長。
Because when someone doesn't embrace God's grace, they're lost.
因為如果人當中嘅時候，我作為基督徒嘅，我哋唔識點去揸緊神嘅恩典嘅時候，我哋會可能會失足。
Just one other thing. Suppose you're really guilt-ridden that you've done some bad things and you don't think God's going to forgive you.
亦都係可能嘅，譬如話我喺我生命當中，我哋做一啲嘅嘢，覺得啊，我哋神會唔會去饒恕我咧？
That's why the cross is so important. You know, you have to look at the cross. You know why you have to look at the cross?
所以詩人就講就話，點解我哋需要去睇神嘅呢個十架咧？
Because Jesus got your punishment. So what you are getting is not punishment. What you're getting is not punishment. Jesus got the punishment. That's why you got to look at the cross.
我就話需要去睇呢個十架，因為呢個十架就係話神已經係為咗我哋取代咗呢個懲罰。我哋冇去承受呢個懲罰，係耶穌基督已經承受咗呢個懲罰。
The bad things that are happening to you, yeah, they're from God, but it's for some reason that you're not aware of. It's not for punishment.
我哋當中嘅生命當中有唔好事嘅發生，但係呢啲事嘅發生唔係一個嘅懲罰。
We don't know the reason. It's certainly not for punishment because Jesus got your punishment.
呢個唔係一個話完全嘅懲罰，因為耶穌基督已經承受咗最終嘅懲罰。
Then you might scratch your head and say, well, maybe God doesn't care.
我哋可能會諗啊，咁係咪神唔理我哋咧？
You're not looking at the cross. What do you see there? If you say God doesn't care.
話若然我哋唔係真係去，若然你唔能夠明白嘅時候
，The cross tells you something, right? I've given you my son voluntarily. I didn't have to.
十戒意思就係話神佢已經差遣咗佢嘅獨生子，佢為到我哋人去受呢個懲罰。
To restore you, to redeem you, to rescue you.
就話呢個十戒去幫助我哋去有一個救贖，將我哋去重組、重生嘅喺神入邊。
That's why you got to look at the cross all the time. That's why we preach the cross here.
所以我哋嘅教會，我哋需要嘅去教導呢個十戒。
It was very discouraging being up here. Really, very discouraging to look out your faces. And really, I don't know if you're actually getting this or if it's of benefit or what.
我有時去當佢講，當埋牧師講嘅時候，佢有時覺得會有個灰心，因為唔明作為牧師嘅唔能明白，究竟我哋係咪能夠明真正明白咧？
You got to tell me, right? You got to speak to me. If it's not resonating in your heart, then we got to make changes, right?
因為作為牧師嘅，佢要去明白，究竟我哋內心入邊，我作為會友嘅，我哋有乜嘢係明白？
Because we're wasting our time.Right? We're wasting our time if things aren't connecting, right?
So,
we're in the middle of the day. Thank you, Father, for the cross.
主，我哋好多谢呢个十架。
And as we approach the table of the Lord, we pray that you'd help us to focus in on you.
主，我哋就话用我哋去将我哋注目翻喺你。
Lord, we thank you for your word, and we pray, Lord, that you would help us by the power of your Holy Spirit to understand it.
主，我哋去明白，让我哋祈求，就话你嘅圣灵去帮助我哋内心入边更加嘅去明白你嘅话语。
And so, Lord, we pray that you'd move mightily in the hearts of your people today.
所以我哋今天嘅早上，我哋希望你去动我哋嘅心。
That you'd call people to yourself.
所以话，求你去呼召我哋。
That your presence would be ever real to those here.
所以就话让在当中是能够看到你的真实。
We thank you that Pastor Thomas will lead us in the Lord's Supper.
主啊，感谢你得俾到有牧师去带领我哋，应间有呢个嘅圣餐。
Which is a chance again to reflect on what you've done for us.
亦都系让我哋去睇翻，就系话究竟你所为到我所做嘅一切。
And to realize that you're with us, no matter what.
让我哋明白，就系话，无论喺我哋生命当中发生咩事当中，你都与我哋同在。
And so I pray that that would be so. In Jesus' name, Amen.
我系咁样祈祷，奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。